Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to congratulate you on taking steps to being the expert in your field. Today we are talking about the Fed meeting that's going to happen on January 30th and 31st. I've got Chris Brazell, Director of Operations. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Hunter. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. Doing good. So let's jump into it. The Fed is meeting next week, and we are going to hear what their first announcement of the new year is. I think every Fed meeting that happens this year, we're going to have a lot of anticipation in the market right now. Now, I don't think we're going to see anything this time around. I think the bond market's currently pricing at 97.4% chance of no change and a 2.6% chance of a 25 basis point drop. So less than 3% of the market is saying, you know, we're going to get a little bit of a cut here. Not gambling numbers. Chris, talk about what that kind of does when you have such a high expectation of no change in the bond market right now. What does that do to rates? You know, are we getting better rates? I know we had a lot of extra pricing last year in the rates just because everyone was terrified. What are we seeing right now?
Yep. So it's, you know, and again, thanks for having me on this conversation. It's always exciting talking about the Fed.
You know,
I mean, come on, everybody, let's go. But it is interesting though, because it's the, typically Fed meetings don't get as much publicity as they will this year.
Yeah.
So we've been in a continuously upswinging market for the past couple of years. As we all know, interest rates have gone up to their highest levels in 20, 30 years. And so with that, everybody's kind of excited this year because back in December, they talked about a potential multiple Fed rate cuts starting at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
Now, they've kind of dialed back on that a little bit with the fact that now they're anticipating probably this month nothing, leave everything kind of unchanged. How that affects rates is in the past, investors were hedging with the fact that rates were going to continuously go up. You know, that's why prime interest rate has gone up like 5% over the past couple of years. With that, mortgage interest rates have gone up. So that because the investors were hedging every time they anticipated a Fed rate hike. Now, with the fact that we're hoping for Fed to cut rates this year, that basically what it's doing right now, it's stagnating the rates a little bit. Okay. And what that means is we're not going up as much as we were over the past 6 months. You know, back in November, we were dang near an 8% interest rate,
which
was painful.
As yes,
we all
it was.
Seeing that 8 scared the bejesus out of everybody. I mean, 7s were scary enough, but seeing an 8 in front of something, good Lord.
There's a new article on Yahoo every day back then of, are we going to see double digit mortgage rates again? That was terrifying.
That was
horrible.
Man, double digits, I couldn't even imagine. But with that being said, they have come down a little bit because of the fact we're anticipating rate cuts this year.
Yeah.
So the stagnation is from the initial, I don't want to call it a knee-jerk reaction because nothing in this industry moves overnight, but they did have a good reaction to the anticipation of rate cuts back in December. Now, with, like you said, the 97.4 chance of no change at this meeting coming up at the end of the month, I think we'll see rates stagnate, meaning we're not going to see the major fluctuations like we have over the past few months.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, they stay where they are, if not, you know, trend a little bit lower, a little bit higher, you know, just slight changes one way or the other and not where you wake up one day and it's a quarter to 3/8 higher.
Yeah. Well, and that can bring some peace of mind as well. I mean, it's not as low as we want, but also there's peace of mind knowing that, you know, for the young LOs out there that are fighting for every deal, you don't have to be terrified that you lock your client in tomorrow and then the very next day the bond drops 100 basis points and, you know, you're losing all those deals. At the same time, you know, agents who are talking to their clients, there's a little bit more consistency as, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday goes along. You can kind of give them the same rough numbers if your clients are asking where rates are because there's not as much swing. So there's peace of mind in that.
That's correct. And also those agents that have clients out there that have been sitting on the fence, you know, now that they got so scared that they're like, you know, I don't want to look now because when I find a house, my payment's going to be $50, $100 higher because rates have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that this stabilization to a certain degree, you know, barring any unforeseen circumstances that we can't predict, but let's hope this stabilization at least comforts people to the fact they can go out and start looking for houses again.
That's it. That's good.
Yep.
So in December, we had higher income or higher employment numbers than expected.
Yep.
And, you know, we know that the seasonal employment market is real, and January does have the highest month for layoffs generally of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Fed will use that or consider that information, the employment numbers from December, when making their announcements, or do you think they're pretty much ready to wash 2023 of their hands?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a marginal reaction to that.
Okay.
Because even though they do base a lot of information on unemployment figures at it being at 3.7%, they predicted a slightly higher number. It came in a little bit lower than expectations. But guess what? They also revise those numbers too.
They do.
So whenever they initially come out, it used to be low unemployment. You're going to see the rate spike. This time, it's not as much of a dramatic change just because of that. So they know the seasonality of December. And then, like you said, January, you're going to see the layoffs, more people out in the job market. And what's going to happen then, it won't have as much of a hit then either if the unemployment comes in higher. So they kind of wash each other out. And with that being said, it's kind of good with the fact that they don't take it into account as much. It still is a factor. Unemployment generally at a 3.7 number is low, mm-hmm. Historically speaking,
yep.
Which is good, which usually drives rates up. But, there's other factors involved in that, with the fact that inflation is still relatively high compared to where they want it to be and things like that. So they take it all into account. And so they're going to wash their hands of it. We're going to move on to 2024 and start using, I would say, February, March numbers are going to have a more dramatic impact than December and January.
Yeah, I think the Fed predicted a 4.1% average for unemployment in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So as we see unemployment even just eke up just a little bit, I think that will help inflationary numbers as well.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah, and the inflation, as we all know, they're still chasing that 2% inflation figure, yep. Which we're not there. I don't think we're going to get there.
Close to 3, right?
Yeah, it's sitting right around 3% right yeah. now, which is it's better than we were. It's not where the Fed wants it.
That's right.
But, it is one of the factors that they still are using to drive prime interest rate.
Yeah. So in the past, we really didn't hear much from the Fed month to month. We would hear from Jerome Powell, the Fed chair,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the Fed meeting. But really, that's all we got from the Fed. Over the past, maybe even, into the last quarter of last year, we saw Atlanta Fed Chair, Cleveland Fed Chair, members come out and speak oftentimes opposing information in the same week. And that would cause a lot of turmoil in the market. You
yep.
would hear one Fed Chair say, we're done cutting or we're done increasing rates. And the other one would say, well, we need to be considerate and maybe there is going to be one more. We just have to watch and react slowly. And for someone who watches the 10-year bond, man, it would look like a mountain range.
Yep.
Why do you think we're hearing from the Fed in between meetings now? What I feel like is more than we have in years.
Yeah, I think it has to go with the mixed bag that we have in the economy right now. So it's twofold, I think, is one, we're paying attention a lot more. And
yeah,
so when these people, talk in the past, it'd be like, whispering in the woods almost where, it's like, if a tree falls, does anybody really hear it? Cause nobody's paying attention, but the economy is one of the, in a 2024 is an election year. The number one thing is going to be the economy when it comes to what people care most about with this election cycle. And with that, people are paying attention to what the Fed is saying, not just Jerome Powell, but also the local Fed chair of the major cities. And so when they talk, people are listening. And also, they want to get their opinion out there because it is such a mixed bag. On one hand, people are complaining. They're saying, why are interest rates so high? Why is prime interest rate so high? Why are my credit card rates so high? And things like that. And they're coming out and saying, it's because of X. It's because of Y. Inflation, employment, consumer sentiment, even though it's up, it's not the best thing right now where people are still concerned about the economy. People are paying more for groceries. That's, comes back to inflation. And so these chair, and all the speakers of particular cities and major Fed chairs, they're talking a lot more now. And the reason is they want to get their opinion out there to show, hey, yeah, we've said that we may have rate cuts, but if we don't do it, here's why. You need to know why. And here's what our rationale is on not cutting rates as quickly as you may want us to. And so they don't want it to just be a slap in the face when they do release their Fed minutes after the meeting at the end of the month.
Yeah. And Jerome Powell, he's an attorney, right? So he's going to be very cautious on what he says at the end of the meeting. And yeah, it's just been very interesting to me to hear such opposing viewpoints in such a short timeline, and maybe, you know, they're playing local celebrity and they want their 15 minutes of fame. Sure. But damn, does it wreak hell on the market?
Oh, it does. Whenever somebody talks, and it does have to do with the fact that, you know, in my 20 plus career in this business, this has been the most volatile market I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody sneezes, the market has moved over the past year and a half. And it's just because, in all honesty, nobody's ever seen this before. We came from historic low rates during the pandemic. Now, and we've never seen a fluctuation go from, you know, 2.5, 2.75 interest rates up to what we just talked about, 7 to 8%, in a relatively short period of time. Usually that's fairly gradual over, you know, a 5 to 10 year span. This time it was 2 years that we saw that huge fluctuation. And so people are paying attention to it more. Any kind of reaction to the market from the people that dictate the prime interest rate, i.e. the Fed, we're going to see a reaction to this, to the 10-year treasury note, to the bond market and things like that, which directly affect our mortgage interest rates. And so that's why we have seen that kind of knee-jerk reaction. Like you said, the mountains and valleys on the 10-year treasury note and the bond market and things like that.
All right.
Yep.
Before we end today, I want to get your opinion on this. When will the Fed cut rates for the first time this year? I feel like it's the big question, right? Like, when are we going to start seeing some ease in these things, more than we've already seen? What's your prediction?
So if you would have asked me this in December, I would have said by March.
Okay.
However, literally just saw today that everybody's now saying that March is pretty much off the table for the first rate cut this year. So I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to hope for a rate cut come April.
Okay.
That's my bold prediction. You know, if you've got $5, put it on it. But, you know, don't come to me if it's wrong.
I'm not putting it on April. I'm putting it on May.
You're going May. Okay.
I do. I think the Fed is really going to try and save some face here. I think they're going to ignore economic reports that come out month over month longer than they should, in an effort to see to tell the markets and tell the world, hey, look, we didn't react too harshly last year. We're going to ease out of this thing. We really want to get it 2%. And my concern is they're going to wait until May. And by the time June and July hits, they're going to see that they took it too far. They waited too long. They put too much pressure and too much tightening on the market. And now we're going into a more recession. They've been talking about this whole soft landing, never before done in the history of the United States have there been a soft landing recession. However, this Fed thinks they figured it out, and I think they're going to – what is it? Cut off their nose to spite their face.
Yep, yeah, there you go.
I felt really old saying that, but like I feel like that's what they're going to do.
It goes back to them just not wanting to be wrong.
That's exactly right.
Which is hurting us.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they don't want to be wrong. So I hope that they, you know, take their heads out of their proverbial, you know, what's and that's why I'm hoping for April. But, you know, who knows? You could be right with May. If they don't do it by May, though, you know, I think it's going to make for, unfortunately, not as good of a year, better than 2023, but I'm hoping that they do it sooner than later because it's been too long.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yep.
Now it's time for Market in a Minute. This is where we give you an update on the conditions of the market, no matter the topic of the show. This week, we saw conflicting reports on whether there will be a recession in 2024 or not. U.S. leading economy index declined by 0.1% in December, and that followed a 0.5% drop in November and a 0.8% drop in October. Now, while a 0.1% drop in November isn't a huge drop, and it's not even as big as the previous months, what it does show is a continued drop, even in a strong economic month like December. We're still seeing that month-over-month decline, and that's really what investors are looking for when they're pricing in potentials for recessions. They are starting to begin pricing recessions as early as second quarter and into third quarter of 2024. That's right in line for Fed expectations to begin dropping rates, so interesting timing there. We've seen a ton of activity just in the first 3 weeks of 2024. Tune in next week. We'll make sure to give you an update. All right. Well, look, thank you for listening today. This has been Mortgage Mindset. Hit that follow. Hit that subscribe. We are once a week for 15 minutes to give you the tools for you to be the expert. We want to be here to help you. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week.
The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riana team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riana's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrianateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on the show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.